Om Shanti. So yesterday we finished the Murli of 31st December 2003 in 9 parts. So now we are beginning a new Murli today, 18th January 2004. This is in the series of Mera Baba, 18th January 2004. 18th point, praise of 18th January. This day of remembrance is the special day for making all the children powerful. Today was the day when children were crowned by Father Brahma. Father Brahma puts the crown of responsibility for world service on the instrument children. He himself became unknown and gave children the tilak of awareness to make them the instruments in the corporeal form. Like himself, he gave the children the crown of light of the avyakta angelic form. He himself became karavanhar, one who makes others do, and made the children karanhar, the ones who do the work. This is why this day is called the day of remembrance, Smriti Divas. That is the day of power, Samarthi Divas. It is not just the awareness, for together with the awareness, children have all received all memories as a blessing. So this is the Murli of the 18th January 2004. Baba is talking on 18th January, is saying that the day of remembrance is the special day for making all the children powerful. This was the day when children were crowned by Father Brahma. Father Brahma puts the crown of responsibility for world service on the instrument children. What Brahma Baba is doing, he is putting the crown of responsibility. Whom he is giving this responsibility? Instrument children. And what he himself became unknown and gave children the tilak of awareness to make them the instrument in the corporeal form. Today is Thursday. If you remember Sunday's homework, what was that? Derived from Sunday's Murli. 7th and 8th number point. 7th was color and 8th was tilak. We had taken out 16 different kingdoms and 16 different points and 2 homework for each day. Everybody is doing or not? So you have to take that homework and do it in the morning. Today morning's point was, Baba is applying color to me. Color of love, power, virtue. And he is applying tilak. In Sunday's Murli, Baba had said, you already have imperishable tilak. There's no need even to apply it. You have it already. And even if you try to wipe it off, it is not going to wipe off. So, keep on applying this tilak time and again throughout the day. Baba is in front of me and he is applying tilak. What sort of tilak? Here he is talking of tilak of awareness, tilak of memory, smriti. Because entire this whole Brahmin life is a play of forgetfulness and remembrance. Oblivion and remembrance. We forget things. We forget this knowledge. We forget to remember him. We forget our own nature. We forget our home. We forget our destination, our target, what we have to do, what our Srimad. And we are somewhere confounded. Somewhere perplexed. Unable to understand as to what I have to do. So, this visualization that Bab Dada is in front of me and he is applying tilak. Get a tilak from him. On and off. Get a tilak from him time and again. Whenever you get time, just sit and see that he has come to you, or you go to the subtle world and get a tilak from him. Here Baba is adding one more thing. That is crown of responsibility. We also forget our responsibilities. Human being is such a forgetful creature that God does so many things for him, but he keeps on forgetting. There's a very good story of a person. There was once a beggar who was sitting on the roadside, and a very rich businessman happens to pass by that way. And that beggar stands up and says, please, please, give me something. I am without job from last 1 year. Give me some job. Give me some money. He says, I am not going to give you any job. the rich man says, the businessman says, I am not going to give you any job, nor I am going to give you any money. I want to make you my business partner. To his utter shock and surprise, the beggar says, what? I never imagined that. His tears starts rolling down his eyes. And he says, I can't imagine that. So, the rich man says, I have a rice plantation and most of the time I stay away. So what you have to do is, you come there every day, you take this rice to the market and sell it off. And I make you my business partner in this. He gets so elated, so overjoyed, overwhelmed. He doesn't understand what to say, but after contemplating for some time, he says, he has one thought, or rather, I will say, a desire, or a little trace of greed enters, and he says, but what will be the, how are we going to share the business profit? Is it that I am going to take 5% and you are going to take 95%, or is it that I am going to take 2% and you are going to take 98%? That beggar says to that rich person. The businessman says, no, you will take 98% profit, I will take just 2% profit. He said, what? He never imagined, he never thought, he never conjectured about this. So he said, yes, you are going to take 98%, I will take 2% because I have so many properties with me. I don't need it. So that beggar, he doesn't know what to do. So very next day he arrives for his work and he starts working and he really works very diligently, very hard. Throughout the day he comes early in the morning and works till late at night. Whole day he works, takes out that rice, goes and sells that rice in the market. And throughout that 1 month, that businessman never comes even to ask him, even to see what he is working, how he is working and all that. So, after 1 month, now it's the time to share the profit. And this man starts thinking now, see, this rich man has never come. It's I who is working all the time. He never came. And why should I give him even 2%? Earlier it was decided that he will get 98%, but he thinks that this man did not even come for one day. So why should I give him even 2%. So, as was planned or as was decided, the rich man, the businessman comes and then he says that you have done a very good job. Now let's share our profits. He said, what profit? You were not there here at all. You don't deserve even that 2%. We all are that ex-beggar. What were we before? We were just like that mendicant, just like that beggar. We didn't know anything, we didn't have anything, nor joy, nor happiness, nor knowledge, nor peace, nor hope, nor any respite, nothing, stenching in that bad odor of worldliness. That was our state of the mind. When he came on the earth, he gave us everything and he told us so many things. At the same time then he gives us his Srimad, his orders, his dictates, his directions. But then we become like that ungrateful beggar. They say that human being is like that ex-beggar. He forgets what God has given to him. He forgets his own responsibilities. Baba has come here and he has placed on our head what? The crown of responsibility. This is the second practice you can take for today. First is tilak and second crown. That day we all had worn that crown. You can do even that practice. Whatever crown we made with our own hands last Saturday, you can imagine that crown. That was a play, but now take it quite seriously. Remember what things I wrote on my crown and try to put that crown on your own head. Again and again. Do you remember all of your crown? Arvind bhai, what was your crown about? Dance. accomplish your crown? Why so much time? Fortune, then? Self-transformation. You had not prepared. You made others to prepare. Yeah? Contentment and singing and dancing. Hari bhai, what was your crown? Fortune. Poor women? Tree of, temple of Shiva. Nikhilesh bhai, what was your crown? Duty and responsibility. You were there? Crown of responsibility. So we all had worn that crown that day. But are we remembering that? See, this is, though it's a physical thing, but see that you are wearing that crown. That crown is there on my head, and Baba is himself placing that crown on my head. He has placed this crown of responsibility, crown of world benefaction. Just now we were reading in Mansa, Seva, you have to bring hope to the souls. You have to bring happiness to the soul. You have to bring peace to the souls. They have lost their courage. Their leg of courage is not there. Give them this new leg of courage so that they are able to walk. Peace, happiness, hope, courage and zeal, zest, enthusiasm. They have lost that vivacity of life. No liveliness. The life is dull and drab. No animation in life. Everything is so dull and so drab. They don't know what they are doing. That day I was telling, people are just dragging on. They are neither alive nor dead. There was once a man who was very poor and he was in search of a job. He arrives to a rabbi. Rabbi is a teacher in Muslim world or Christian world. Rabbi is a person who is a teacher, like Jesus Christ is rabbi. So Jewish mostly. So he goes to a synagogue. Synagogue is a temple of Jewish people. So he meets a rabbi. Rabbi tells him, why don't you do one thing? Throughout the day, you make pancakes and sell, because for living people need pancakes. You don't have any job, you are out of job, you are living from hand to mouth, so better you sell pancakes. At the same time, at night you sell that cloth which is given for the dead people, because so long as humanity is there, people are going to die, so your business will definitely prosper. You go now. After one man, that man comes same in a dejected and the same state, despondent, same poverty, same penury, and he says, what happened? Did not that trick work? He says, I did whatever you told me. Throughout the day I sold pancakes and at night I sold that. But he said, what? So long as men are alive and so long as people are dying, they require these two things. It is never possible that if you do these two businesses you will suffer from starvation. He says that, but people are neither alive nor dead. They are just dragging on. What to do? That is the state of the affairs. That is the state of the world. They are neither alive nor dead. You cannot say that they are alive, because for liveliness, that happiness, that source of that excitement, that nothing is there. Their life has become like an iron cloth. There's no emotions, absolute emotionless. So dejected, in doldrums. They don't know what to do. That is the state. And nor they are dying. They are just dragging on. This is the world. What is the state of the affair? Of the world? World is just dragging on. It's not alive nor dead. It is just dragging on. So when this is the condition of the world, it is our responsibility. We are the master son of knowledge. We have to give, we have to radiate, we have to give that power, that energy, that ray of hope to the worldlings. If we don't do, nobody else is going to do. Because the whole world is drowned in that sorrow, in that ocean of sorrow. Except we, nobody can do this task. This is our responsibility. Are we aware of our responsibility, or are we most of the time oblivious of our responsibility? This is the game of smriti and vismriti, remembrance and oblivion. Come out of this oblivious state of the mind and remind ourselves again and again who we are, what God has made us, and what are we to do in this world. That is fulfilling the responsibility of love. That is to celebrate Holi. And that is to become Holi Happy Hans next Sunday. That is what we have to do. So today, two homework. One, to apply this tilak of awareness again and again. Smriti. Tilak of awareness again and again. Baba is in front of me, he is applying tilak, or I am going to his world and getting this tilak applied. One. Second, he is putting the crown of responsibility here, or I am going there and having that crown of responsibility, and throughout the day while moving around, having that awareness, yes, I have this responsibility. I can never become careless. My attitude should never become one of laziness. When I have so many things to do, when the world is suffering, it's blazing, who will shower the cool breeze, the cool rain upon them? We are those clouds. Om Shanti.